Okay, so I'm going to answer the questions for women, obviously, posted by Miss 14 hours ago, it says. So you're probably going to be able to tell how long it takes me to actually post this. Let's go. Would you fuck yourself with it? Small plastic bottle. No. A yummy carrot. Okay, so does that mean like you could choose between a yummy or a yucky carrot? Either way, no. I don't like carrots. Yeah, no. A brush handle. yeah, check. Been there. A pen or Sharpie? No, too small. No. Water from a shower head? Yes. It's nice, but I don't think it would entirely get me off. warm or cold cucumber? No. I'm going with the don't fuck your food line of thought, I think. Which applies to a hot dog weenie and a big yellow banana. I couldn't imagine that a banana would be particularly comfortable, unless like you chopped both ends off. I'm assuming we're talking an unpeeled banana. The harder edge of furniture. Not quite sure what is intended by that. As in, yeah, probably like rubbing against it, like against an armchair arm or something, or the sofa arm or whatever. Broom handle. Seriously? Has anyone? I think that's definitely a no. that's just weird. Hopefully not wooden baseball bat. No. Not a wooden one, not a plastic one, not an aluminium one.
Aluminium.
What else are they made of? Stuff. I unfortunately was subjected to watching that, not in real life, just a porn. My boyfriend at the time thought it was hilarious. Not much of a turn on for me. The flashlight handle. Yeah, like a Magna light. Is that Australian? I don't think that's Australian. I don't know. Yeah. A teddy bear. yes. This makes me think of Casti's teddy bear trio. I can't remember which one it was in, but the teddy bear was like, "Remember when you used to rub against my nose or something like that?" That kind of freaked me out because I was like, "Oh, how the fuck does he know that?" I had glandular fever in grade 12, which is, I don't know, like senior for Americans. And my friends all bought me some stuff because I was off school for ages. And one of those things was a teddy bear, really cute teddy bear. Its name was Jock. It had like a tartan vest or tie or something. I can't really remember. But it had a lovely little hard nose. And it became my go-to thing. It was, yeah, just the right size. Of course, the rest of his head was lovely and soft. I think I still have him somewhere in a box, stuffed in a box somewhere, but yeah, I can't look him in the eye anymore. The rest of him weared well, but I do remember, like, I think flocking stuff came off his nose. That was a bit weird. I could never do that with any toys now. I respect them far too much. Yeah, definitely. neck of a bottle of wine. Now, yes, I have tried that. I like cold things. Yes, I have a glass dildo. frozen, half frozen bottle of wine. Interesting feel, I guess. So you get sort of the weight shifting around in the bottle. I can't believe I'm saying this. That's bizarre. I'm really tired. I'm sorry. You can't hold me responsible for anything I'm saying. Pillow, who hasn't? But yeah, frankly, it's on its own a little bit too soft. Yeah. Okay. Answer the questions. Can you describe the fastest way to make you come? Not really. I guess if I'm like super turned on before we do anything, or if just the person super turns me on, I don't know, really. I get off on a lot of stuff, so there isn't one go-to thing. Generally, clit, I guess, with some penetration. Yeah. What does it feel like to have something inside of you? Well, I guess now I'm not a size queen. I am not a size queen, but if you can't feel it, then there's no point. When I have something large inside me and I can like feel it, like you can feel it stretching, that feels quite amazing. I don't know, I like it most when it's like just entering or just coming out, which is really hard because you don't want it to come out. But I don't know if that's like the most sensitive area or something. It just feels really good there. But yeah, it feels really good being filled up. What does it feel, how does it feel to have tits to play with? normal. it's all right. well, I don't really have anything to compare it to, so it feels normal. I mean, I have other places to play with, and yeah, generally, yeah, tits, nipples, more nipples, really. Kind of a complimentary platter. Yeah. How does it feel when someone else plays with your tits? Well, that's a different story. I think it would be maybe not quite on a par, but a little bit along the lines of wanking yourself off or having someone else do it. But of course, you know, they might be doing something horrible, so yeah. What does it feel like when you're edging? That's really hard to describe. Yeah, it's pretty. I don't know. It's. How do you describe this? Sometimes it's a bit. It's kind of euphoric. I've only really noticed this from being on GWA, recording and listening back, and you're like, oh, what? I don't remember saying that. Or, you know, oh my God, that went for so long, I thought it was over really quickly. Or like, fuck, I say fuck so much. So I guess that kind of drew my attention to the fact that I can't kind of go, you know, off in little realm of pleasure, I guess. The edging part, it's just like, I guess it's kind of like watching a movie, and you know that something's going to happen, something's either going to jump out or scare you or whatever. You know it's there, but you just don't know when it's coming, or you want it to come because you're just like, oh my God, I can't take this anymore. Yeah, that's not very good description, sorry, but it's difficult. When you come, how does it feel? Wet. Great. It can actually feel kind of different sometimes. Sometimes it's like it's a release. Obviously, you know, it's the climax. I guess, I don't know. It's not something I would term relaxing. I pretty much get really hyper afterwards. I don't know if that's a regular chick thing or, I tend to hold my breath right on the edge so depending how long I'm there, you're like holding your breath a lot, and then you might like take heaps of like gasps or whatever, increasing the oxygen to your brain, making you a bit silly. I tend to have a habit of, the guy falls asleep and then I am just awake and giddy and bored because there's no one to play with. I don't really know what else to say about that. Can you tell if it's going to be a lot of cum versus a little? Does this apply for girls? Ha ha. Not really, because I don't have any problem with self-lubrication, so again, depending on how long the session is, unless I'm going to actually lay it out and examine it, generally, I could be super wet just from being super wet, or it could be from coming. I don't know whether girls actually can squirt. I've seen evidence, well, supposed evidence either way, I don't know. So yeah, I think it's completely different to a guy. Does how hard you come tell the intensity of the orgasm? I think Well, yeah, kind of doesn't, I don't know, it kind of doesn't really apply for me. Like, yeah, I don't think that really kind of applies to chicks, I don't know. Are you satisfied after one orgasm or do you need more? Generally, I like to keep going. But I mean, like, if you've been making out all night, like, total build up, and like have one super intense orgasm, you know, that's fine with me. But if, so long as I'm not already exhausted or whatever, I can totally, like, yeah, just keep going. Yeah. But am I satisfied? I think either way, I mean, I'm certainly not going to have one orgasm and say I'm not satisfied. So, yeah. Have you ever tried to play every way you could think of? I guess not. Generally, if I'm doing something and it feels good, why would I want to change that? I don't know. Yeah, so no, I suppose not. What's the strangest thing you fucked yourself with? I don't know. Strange is relative, I guess. A deodorant, maybe, like a roll-on thing. They come in all shapes and sizes these days. What else? Like my Symbicort inhaler thingy. It's quite small lengthwise, but it's got a fairly nice girth. I was at my mate's place once, and oh, this is a while ago, and we got really, really smashed, and I really don't like not being in my own bed, not waking up in my own bed, especially if I'm hungover or something like that. So I came home. Like, I could have stayed at their place, but I didn't want to. And I had somehow mixed up my sets of keys, and I had the wrong set of keys, so I could get in underneath the house but not into my bedroom. So I had to, like, make a little it's just like a built-in kind of enclosed garage, like, under the house, and the laundry is there, and we just keep, like, storage crap. So I made a little nest for myself out of towels and things that were there, clean ones from laundry, and tried to go to sleep but couldn't, and was wide awake and was super horny. Yeah, and I had that in my bag, and that was the only thing really that I fancied putting inside myself. And I actually didn't get off, because it was just one of those, you know, when you just really smash and you just, like, can't concentrate or something. Yeah, it was just kind of weird, so. That's probably it. Yeah. Okay, added questions. What kind of urges do you feel when you're horny? I don't know if I'm interpreting these questions right. What kind of urges do you get? I get the urge to fuck. touch myself, I guess I like starting off with a bit of clip, play, and a bit of self-penetration, I get an urge down below to be touched. That'll do. What kind of urges or feelings do you get when you want a man? I get the urge to be fucked. Well, to be honest, if I'm super attracted to someone, really want them to kiss me. Yeah. Above anything else. Yeah. And that in itself is such a turn on for me. Okay, having a bit of a think about that, we'd better move on. For those who have played with their asses, how does it feel compared to pussy play? I've done it. I don't mind it. It's not a huge turn on for me. I could go completely without it, to be honest. So it doesn't compare for me. Yeah. When you come, how does it feel different to you to have something in your ass as opposed to when you don't? It's actually kind of nice. But yeah, I don't know, I get kind of hung up on the whole, I don't know, just the grossness of it, I don't know, yeah, meh. How does it feel to have your tits handled versus having your nipples sucked or nibbled? Again, it's kind of not really much comparison. Well, I suppose there is, but I mean, the nipples are like erogenous zones, like super sensitive, and basically pinching my nipples, it's like, it's almost like it sends pulses directly down to my pussy. Whereas, like, just tits in general, yeah, doesn't do a lot for me. I have relatively good-sized ones. Perfect size for titty fucks. But other than the knowledge that my partner is enjoying it, it doesn't do a lot for me. And I think that's it. So I hope it was vaguely interesting. Yes, thanks for your time. Okay, good night.